Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Adam Ophis, and today I'm joined by a friend of ours, Brittany McDonald with the United Way. Now, before we kind of get into it, because just in case people don't recognize her, Brittany, maybe first of all, you can just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. So again, I'm Brittany McDonald. I work for the United Way here in Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo. Some things about me are I have a 13-year-old daughter who is a cheerleader. I have two cats, one named Whiskey and one named Zoe. And I really love watching hockey. I'm a huge Philadelphia Flyers fan.
A Flyers fan, not even an Alberta team. Oh, you're just getting everybody
riled
up.
I'm really, really rare.
Riling everybody up. Now, I know this might seem strange to some, but I've actually even spoken to some people here who have actually never heard of the United Way. And they've lived in Fort McMurray for a few years. They've never even heard of it. And I remember asking him, like, haven't you even seen the signs on the side of the road that says
this? Thermometers.
Are thermometers all over? You never seen those? They're like, oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know what that was for. I never thought of it. Yeah. So maybe you can tell us, okay, what is the United Way? What do you do? And what are those thermometers?
For sure. Absolutely. So the United Way, we are basically kind of the agency that does a lot of fundraising for a lot of other agencies here in our community. So we support 24 different agencies as well as 36 different programs. And we actually support the agencies that help our most vulnerable here in our community. So some examples of the ones that we support are HERO, which is obviously our helicopter. I don't think a lot of people realize that up here we actually don't get STARS ambulance. So without HERO, we would actually have no medevac the way that we do. So it's a huge asset to our community that we're able to be able to support them. The Salvation Army, which I know everyone has definitely heard of, so we do a lot of funding for them as well. And also just another one is search and rescue, which unfortunately people don't really think about that service unless they really require it, which you never hope to actually have to use them. But it's really good that they're here. So those are just a couple of different ones that we fund. The huge thermometers, the bane of my existence, they were a lot of work last year to put up. So I'm very proud of them. And those are just honestly, it's a way of us for us to like track how far we're getting in our campaign. So coming up on Saturday, which I'm really hoping everyone will be able to attend at the Red Pole Center, which is down at McDonald Island. And Shell Place is kind of in between there. So we're having our big launch from 1 to 2:30. And that is basically us announcing our campaign goal, which is huge. So every year we announce this at our kickoff. And on those thermometers, you will start to see after that, as we start fundraising and we start getting our workplace campaigns and everything starts to build, you'll start to see those thermometers that are going to keep track of how close we are to our goal.
Okay, so where do these goals get set? Because I know you have, like, you named off a few nonprofits that you help, and you've got your own staff to you know, like, they need to eat and live.
Yep.
And so, like, you've got that, but how do these goals get set? Like, is that just to cover these costs?
So the goals are basically set for us to be able to shoot as best as we can to support everybody, but it is a goal that's set between basically our board members. So our board meets monthly. We are governed by a board, and they are the ones who get together and they're the ones who come up with the goal.
Okay, so that's kind of part of how it's all pieced together. But I did see that on social media you had posted that this Saturday at the Red Pole Center, people can kind of head over to Mack Island and then they can see firsthand kind of a behind the scenes look at how everything works over there?
What it is, basically, when you pull into Mack Island, you'll see Shell Place. Come in through the west entrance, you'll see a lot of signage leading you over to where we're going to be holding the event. There'll be some light refreshments and some snacks, which we've picked out on purpose because they're going to be delicious. Basically, too, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a tour of the Red Pole Center. A lot of people don't really realize the nonprofits that work out of there and the office space that we have and kind of what there is to offer there. And you'll get to hear a little more about what we do at the United Way and how your money is spent. I think one of the most important things that I always try to emphasize is that everyone's money, when they are donating to the United Way Fort McMurray, stays in our community. It stays here and it stays rural, and that is the most important thing. All our money goes back into Fort McMurray.
And that's actually nice you mentioned that, because I know there is, it was a few years ago, I remember this big stigma went around of nonprofits wasting your money, and this is, it's not actually going to where you think it is. And I know these articles went on a tirade for a while. And actually, you know, in speaking of seeing where this money goes to, your very own Kathy, she was Kathy Steves, executive director with United Way, was just in council on Tuesday there, and kind of went over everything. And I do have it on good authority. I had the mayor here on Wednesday, and he was actually quite impressed. He said how well she did with the presentation. And so, yeah, how do you get that news out there, like, or to let people know?
Is that
kind of what this event is on the weekend?
Yes, yeah. So our launch is letting people know what we do as the United Way, what our goal is, and letting you know where your money goes here in Fort McMurray. Because I think more people need to understand that the need obviously is here. So we set our goal pretty high to be able to support a lot of different agencies, a lot of different programs, and that it does stay here within Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and our rural areas, which is so important to us. All of us that work at the United Way are very passionate about local. We try our best to always support local business and just be a part of our community. And that's why we are in the job that we're in. It's important to us.
And a really nice thing about this organization as well, or the United Way, is the fact that the people here are from here. You know, so they know the issues that are happening here, which helps a lot. Now, we do have to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters. But when we return, I do want to learn a bit more of how you guys are managing to pay for everything like this and how funding works. So we'll do that right after this.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Adam Mofis. If you missed it, we're chatting with Brittany McDonald with the United Way. And we're just talking about all the nonprofits that they help throughout the community, everything that they do here in Wood Buffalo. But one thing I really did want to touch on was how you guys pay for all of this to help these nonprofit organizations, or even to pay your own people, because, I mean, you know, people have to pay their bills. So how does this work? Like, do you guys get provincial grants, federal grants, grants from the municipality, fundraising? Like, how do you guys get your funds?
Actually, we do not get grants and we don't have any municipality money. So we actually, all of the money that we raise to United Way is done purely through fundraising. So it is all done through fundraising, through workplace campaigns, through people donating off their paychecks, which I think some people don't realize that you hardly notice if you're going to give, you know, $20-$30 a month. It comes off obviously before taxes. So it's kind of one of those things where it's not a huge dip into your pocket, but every little bit goes such a long way. Like, just even for school supplies for kids. We also support Justin Slade Youth Foundation. And, you know, our youth here in our community, they need those places to be able to go and to be, you know, to fit in. And sometimes school gets hard and things get hard at home. And it's nice for us to be able to offer these programs to help, like I said, our most vulnerable in our community, which I think we forget that kids are also very vulnerable in our community. And there's a lot of things that we can do to be able to support them.
And it's interesting you mention that, because talking to some nonprofit groups that have come on here, and you never see it when you kind of live in your own personal bubble type of thing, but having these nonprofits on here and hearing from them of how many people they help on the daily and how many of these people are fully reliant on these nonprofits. So if they weren't around,
It's scary to think about.
Yeah, they don't even know what they would do if these things weren't there. And so I know some of your big things coming up here, and I know you do have the Red Tie Gala.
Yes.
That's coming up here pretty soon as well.
Yes, so our Red Tie Gala, this is so exciting for us. It's our first ever gala that the United Way has hosted up here. So a huge deal for us. It's going to be happening October 1st. The doors will be opening at 6 p.m. with a beautiful welcome drink and music. And it's your full-blown, like it's a full-blown gala. We're doing an actual seated dinner with a four-course meal. So you'll have your choice of either filet mignon, or if you're a vegetarian, you'll have butternut squash risotto. We've got live music. We have a live auction with tons of amazing live auction items. And we're going to have a DJ with a dance at the end. And the best part is we are very well priced in our gala. Tickets are only $150 per person. And that is with, like I said, the four-course plated meal as well. And it gives us something to do. We were just saying the other day, like, it's get out your, like, your black tie formal wear. It's our first one kind of the year to sort of kick off the gala season. And it's fun for people. And it's really cool. We're actually only doing a couple of colors. So it's actually red, gold, and black. So everyone will be really, like, kind of just dressed to the nines, which
really
is really
decadent.
Cool. Yeah. Pull out the glitter and all your jewelry you haven't been able to wear for a while and come out and enjoy. It's so wonderful to get to see people again and have those conversations with people and be able to just enjoy a night with, you know, we love our kids, but sometimes it's nice to have a night without our children.
It's funny you actually mentioned that, because I know my wife, we had this discussion shortly after the bad 2 years there and coming out of it. And I remember we had just gone out to, it was just a regular dinner and a movie at a movie theater, like nothing overly fancy. But my wife made me get right dressed up. She got right dressed up. We just went and saw a movie. So it felt nice to get dressed up. But this is going to be an event where, unlike me in the movie theater, we were watching, I can't even remember what it was. It was like a cartoon.
I love it.
And we were dressed to the nines. So we looked a little out of place. But this is going to be around, other people that are fully dressed up. Now, this isn't the same thing as the KD Gala with Center of Hope, is it?
No, this is definitely different. This is definitely, like I said, it's more along the lines of a very, very, very prestigious event is what we're hoping to make it, but still make it affordable enough that people can come, get a babysitter, and enjoy an evening. So we're trying to have it be both within budget, I guess, for people, because it can get expensive. I know with a babysitter and things like that, it makes it hard for couples to come out and enjoy an evening. So we're really encouraging people to buy tickets. You can go right onto our Facebook page on the United Way to be able to purchase tickets there. And it's a really easy process. It's super, super simple. Put your credit card information or PayPal and you're done. Just come out and enjoy. It's at Mac Island. It's in the ballroom, so we know it's going to be beautiful. We've got Cass and Nat, who are event planners up here. They've actually also are coming in and doing all of our flowers and everything as well. And so it's going to be truly such a beautiful event, and I think it's just going to be a heck of a lot of fun.
Now I know this event isn't happening for not till next month, and Fort McMurray residents are quite renowned worldwide for being procrastinators when it comes to signing up things.
Yes.
And I know I'm guilty of sin for that, where I'll be like, it's a few days out, I'll go to book a ticket, and I'm like, what do you mean you're sold out? It's not till tomorrow. And I've done this many times. So is this something, are people going to be able to still book a ticket? Or is it going to be filled up like a week ahead of time?
So we are anticipating turning off sales on Friday. So if you want to get your ticket, as much as I know, because I am the same, I love buying last minute. Definitely, if you can, get your ticket before Friday. That's our goal, is to have everybody in so that we can have all the people's diet requirements and all those things, so that we're ready to make everyone happy and to just enjoy a wonderful evening. So ticket sales are going to be down on Friday, so for sure get them in.
Oh, wow. Okay. So if you're listening and thinking, I'll just wait last minute to buy my ticket. Well, this is last minute. You've got till tomorrow to pick up your ticket for yourself, your friends, your coworkers, whoever you're planning to go to a nice fancy gala event. You have till tomorrow to buy that ticket. So the deadline is now. We do have to just take our last break here in Fort McMurray Matters, but when we return, I do want to chat a bit more about what was talked about during council on Tuesday, but we'll get to that right after this.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Adam Ophis. If you missed it, we're talking with Brittany McDonald with United Way. And we're just talking about their upcoming Red Tie Gala that's coming up. Fancy, fancy event. Wonderful food. Wonderful gathering of nicely dressed, fancy people. Very decadent. And Brittany just dropped the bomb on us here that we only have till tomorrow, Friday, to grab our tickets for this. So if you really want to go, the deadline's now to pick that ticket up. But Brittany, beforehand, earlier in the show, we were talking about Kathy Steves, executive director with United Way, did an amazing presentation at council on Tuesday. But it was brought up during council that the United Way is needing to get to rural areas more, open that communication up with rural areas more. Are you able to say like what the United Way is doing or how that's going?
Absolutely. And I mean, we're definitely, I think what isn't realized as well is we actually are out there. So a lot of the programs and the agencies that we fund are out in the rural districts as well. But unfortunately, I know everyone's kind of feeling that right now too. It's so hard to find people to hire them to get us to go out there. but absolutely, I think that one of the things we've really been talking about is making sure that we have an awareness campaign so that people are aware of what we're doing out in the rural communities and the agencies that are out there and what those agencies are offering and what we're funding so that there is a better understanding out there of what we do and who we're supporting. So absolutely, that is one on, I would say, top five goals this year is to make sure everyone knows what we do.
So now this might seem strange to some people, but I know my family, I come from a very rural community that loves to close themselves off. And that is, how do you get this information out there to people like my family who doesn't go on social media, that doesn't really head into town so much and doesn't really talk to a whole bunch of people?
Yep.
How do you get information out to those people? Because my family is also the same that'll be like, nothing's happening, nothing goes on, nobody tells me anything. And it's like, well, how can you?
Yes. So actually what we've started doing now too is we've actually put together newsletters that will be out in our rural communities starting here in the next little bit so that people can just pop into places out there and just pick up a newsletter so that you know what's going on and you can see what we're doing and what's going on in your community and see what the executive directors of our different agencies are saying and how we're supporting people in the rural areas. So we're definitely, we hear what people say and it definitely resonates with us and we try to put together a plan to make sure that we are to make sure that we are getting that voice out there for everybody to understand what we do, where we are, and how we're helping everyone.
So I suppose, is this kind of part of the, I guess, the campaign goals as well? And that is, I mean, staffing. I mean, how would Buffalo, I don't know if people realize this, is a very huge region.
Yes.
So how, like is that something too that is United Way's focusing on? Like, yeah, how do you cover all of this?
We are, I would say we are a jack of all trades. We have learned to be able to kind of, I guess, check and adjust is what I'm going to say. But I think it comes with the fact that all of us are so passionate about what we do and we see what we do come to life every day. So when there is extra need for us to be able to do things like that, there is always at least two people that are putting their hands up saying, I got this, I can do it, we'll make it work. Well, you know, doesn't matter if it's a weekend, it doesn't matter, those sorts of things. So we're lucky enough to work with a team that's very passionate about our community and wants to see a difference here. So we stretch ourselves a little thin sometimes. Campaign is usually then. I've been saying to my family, once it launches, I won't see you until Christmas. So just get by and eat Kraft dinner and we'll make our way through.
And well, you know, and then speaking of that, right, because like if people want to be able to see these things and help communities, these fundraising are some of the ways to do it. So I'll leave it up to you here to make one last plug to say how amazing that gala is going to be. And just a reminder that tomorrow is kind of the last chance to pick up your tickets for it.
Yes. Yeah. So it's definitely coming upon us really quickly, but it will. It's going to be such a wonderful evening. It's everything you're going to expect out of a gala, except for what I love personally is that there is a plated seated dinner. I find sometimes I don't really want to stand in my high heels the whole time while I eat. So this is kind of something that we've sort of put together to make everyone happy and to just come out of their house and enjoy and see people and dress up and have a wonderful date night or take your team out from your work. What a great opportunity to buy a table and have a team building activity that you guys can do and enjoy an evening together. We haven't done it in so long. So that is kind of my last ditch effort to say to everybody, please go on and buy your tickets. It's right on our Facebook page. It's super easy. It's just United Way Fort McMurray in Wood Buffalo. And of course, if there's any questions, people are more than welcome to reach out to us. You can go right on our website and all of our contact information is there. And one of us will get back to you as quickly as we can with all the information that everyone needs.
Awesome. Well, I like the shout out to businesses to take the team out. So, mm-hmm. you know, Craig, if you're listening,
right?
I think the team here would love to go out.
I was going
to
say, there's a few people that I'm like, it'd be great.
It'd be really great if we
did.
It'd
be so good. And of course, too, on Saturday, we have our launch. So if people want to come out to that, that's wonderful. It's from 1 to 2:30 at Shell Place. And come see what we do at the United Way. Come ask some questions. Come and see what your money goes towards and the agencies that we're helping and the programs that we fund so that everyone here has a better idea of what they're giving to and how much of a difference it makes when you give.
Okay, well, before I let you go, do I have to register? Can I just pop in for that?
Just pop in. Yep, pop in, come in. Like I said, there's some really yummy snacks, and it's going to be just a good hour and a half of us just filling everything with love and local love and learning about what we can do to support our community.
And just so can I just pop in? Is it more of a low key, just kind of head in and out
Absolutely.
To see this, or it's not like a sit down seminar like I'm being sold a timeshare?
No, definitely not. No, pop in, enjoy a snack, and see us if you want to, and come for a tour if you want, or ask some questions, or just come and sit and enjoy. It's definitely casual, pop in, pop out, and just come while we announce our campaign goal for 2022.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Brittany. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Huge thanks to Brittany McDonald from the United Way for joining me today. I do really appreciate it. And remember, if you do want to head to that Red Tie Gala, you've only got till tomorrow, this Friday, to purchase your ticket for that. And it's going to be, by the sounds of it, a pretty swanky, fun event. And then also this Saturday, you can head over to Mack Island there. They're doing a big showing. So you can see their campaign kickoff, get some snacks and see what the United Way does and how it operates behind the scene. You can see where that money you go donates actually goes. So that's pretty cool too. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today in Fort McMurray Matters. But if you missed it and you want to hear more, you can head to our website at mix1037fm.com, where I'm sure you can find a podcast somewhere there that you may like. You may dislike, but I'm sure you'll find something there. I'm Adam Ophis. Talk to you again tomorrow.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.